Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.
How do you feel about playing on synthetic turf?
This is an interesting one, you know, because there are a lot of detractors of a synthetic turf. People say that the heat sinks, that the temperature can get up to 50 degrees plus out in there in the middle, that they are plastic and so they shed fibres and so therefore they're bad for the environment. And perhaps there are concerns over increased risk of injury as well. I'm not sure how well established that is, but you know, the Sydney Swans coach, John Longmire, he reckons that synthetic turf is a really attractive option and he would like to see more playing fields laid with synthetic turf throughout the city. So we welcome him to the program. Good morning, John.
Hello, John.
G'day, Wendy, Robbie.
Well, a lot of people don't like it and yet here you are saying you'd like to see more of it across the city. Why?
Well, probably a number of reasons. I've been in Sydney for 16 years and it's an incredible city as far as diversity of sports. There's so many different sports to play, probably more even anywhere else in the world. And so the competition for sporting venues and fields is absolutely red hot and very difficult to get on sometimes, and particularly if, you know, the council's closed the grounds and, you know, we've got situations like children with obesity issues and you want to get out and play sport, and it just seems a logical way to go that you can actually have a venue that plays a number of different sports all the time right the way through the year.
Have you got the team training on a synthetic oval at the moment, John, I believe?
We went out the other day and just spent a training session out there and had a kick at Inlane Cove on the synthetic venue. Look, it's progressed a lot. I played in 1987 in Indoor Stadium in Vancouver when I was playing AFL football. And what it was then compared to what it is now is significantly different. And there's all types of versions of synthetic turf. And this was one version. I've seen the English Rugby Union guys train and play on it. I just think we need to open our minds up to it.
John, I know there are a lot of supporters of it, but the big question that comes down at the end of it for me is carpet burn. If you've ever fallen over on artificial turf, it stings and leaves you with a nasty burn.
Yeah, look, certainly the one back in 1987, we were all strapped up and you were absolutely susceptible to carpet burn. It has changed now. You still can get it. There's no question about that. But you can still get a version of carpet burn landing on grass. So I just think it needs to be, particularly at community level, with the competition for venues, it just needs to be considered.
I wonder, though, really, in the end, is it a fix, really, John, where we should be diverting more government money for a bit more and bigger and better ovals with lovely, lovely soft and natural grass?
Oh, I think that'd be a great if it could happen, Wendy.
Yeah.
But I tend to live in the real world in Sydney, trying to get. I think it'd be great if we could have many venues with natural grass all over the city, and all playing all different types of sport all day, and it never rained. It'd be fantastic. But the reality is, it's very expensive real estate in Sydney, and there's so many different sports vying for space. And we have to come up with alternative ways of looking at it.
Yeah, okay. It certainly raises a lot of conversation. Hey, John, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck out there on the, good luck with the Swannies, of course, for 2018.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Cheers, mate.
Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.